USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Federal Trade Commission is warning Americans about a COVID vaccine survey scam. People are getting unsolicited emails and texts asking them to complete a limited-time survey about one of its vaccines. The scammers offer a free reward in exchange for completing the survey, but ask for a credit card or bank account number to pay shipping fees.
President Biden on Friday ordered the creation of a commission to study possible reforms of the Supreme Court, including whether to expand the number of justices or setting term limits for justices. As far as who will be on this bipartisan commission, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says,
and the makeup of this commission, which was vital for the president, there are progressives on the court, there are conservatives on the court, people will present different opinions and different points of view, and then they'll have a report at the end of 180 days.
USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Cahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and wondered, can I really save that much each month on my health care? The answer is yes, it's true. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. Free telehealth, a huge network of doctors, and it's a community of Christians who share a purpose, praying for each other. You just have to call. You can get a price within 2 minutes. So easy. Call 855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is praising the late Prince Philip as a man who inspired the lives of countless young people.
Speaking on their golden wedding anniversary, Her Majesty said that our country owed her husband a greater debt than he would ever claim or we shall ever know.
Prince Philip dying at the age of 99. Facebook is going to explain humor to users by labeling posts.
Facebook has announced it's going to start labeling posts to make satire more obvious. The company is now adding new labels, such as satire page, to posts in Facebook's newsfeed. They're also going to clarify the origin of content as public official or fan page, according to Facebook. Last summer, Facebook began to apply labels to state-controlled media outlets to make it clear they may be under the influence of government. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul is for vaccines. He also believes once people are inoculated, they should throw away their masks. Paul also believes the government needs to be straight with us regarding CDC data and science.
What we need to do is not, you know, push fear-mongering. Is it perfect? We know it's 1,000% perfect. No, but the burden should be on government to prove that there's widespread, you know, people who have had it are now getting it by the tens of thousands, or people who are being vaccinated still are passing it along. These people can't stand good news because that means you get out from under their thumb and you're allowed to go back to living your life. They don't want you to be free of their mandates. They like the idea of submission because most of these people are at heart big government people.
The junior senator speaking there on Fox News. Also speaking on Fox News, medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel reminds everyone,
The science is evolving, and we have to put the good news together with the bad, or nobody is going to listen to us. The superimposition of all of this fear-mongering and scaremongering is so, there's many reasons, but one is because they don't want to be caught underreacting. But you know what it does? It makes people think, well, why should I take this vaccine? We're going to have a problem with vaccine compliance now. We only got 1.5 million doses into people's arms yesterday. We have to convince them to take the shot. And the way to do that is to point to New Mexico and South Dakota, where there's a higher compliance rate.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.